What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Practice is wrapping up here, which means we're going to have Kevin Stefanski in just a few moments here. But as always, you can listen to this show and all of our shows on the Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So Coach Stefanski is going to be over here shortly. And should we do the hack radio thing of asking people what they want to hear from Coach?
Well, at this point, it's probably a little late to even like take any of these suggestions.
Oh, no. See, that's the point, is you ask people.
But then not to any of them.
Yeah, or you get like one, and then you're like, well, Coach, Devin in Parma needs to know. What, you know, what's your take on sunny weather or something
like that? I never
understood
that. Like, I like giving fans an opportunity to chime in and everything like that, but it's also like, I mean, if you can't do a Kevin Stefanski interview, what can you do?
Oh, see, that my thinking was, I always wanted to do like a call-in segment.
Okay.
Where you had to ask the call screener to like, all right, you have to give them your question, and they had to approve you. And if they didn't approve you, they'd just drop you, and then we take like one or two calls. And then see if maybe that cracks Kevin open a little bit or the coach open a little bit.
Okay. Hey, if we're screening them, why not?
That's not going to happen today because we got like one person working back in the place.
Definitely not.
But
I don't think we have
you can understand.
It's not like we have an hour with Stefanski either.
That's a pretty short amount of time. That is
now, have you figured out what... I was thinking about this with a friend of mine because last night I was telling him, I'm like, oh, you know, we're going to have Stefanski on tomorrow and all this other stuff. And I said, it's weird because this is... It's year six with Stefanski, and so there's no like, hey, let's figure out about the head coach. Where for so many years, we just got so used to being like, all right, let's find out more about this guy. Let's figure out what gets this guy going. And it's like, we've known Stefanski for so long now. There's none of that, none of the pleasantries.
So I actually, the thing I like about that is you can start this one of three ways. You can go the quarterback. You can
Which
go.
Which we need to. We're not doing our job.
Well,
if we
I mean,
don't.
Like you're leading off,
point.
Like the
okay.
very first thing. You can go. You know, big picture, where are you? Who are you now versus who you were 6 years ago?
Okay.
Or you got to hit him with like a, you know, he likes Pearl Jam. And I do have this written down because I'm a Pearl Jam fan too. And at some point I'm jamming him up.
You're jamming him up about Pearl Jam?
On a Pearl Jam take, yeah.
I got no Pearl Jam thoughts, by the way. Just need to know, like, if you're looking for me to be like, hey, let me chime in on the Pearl Jam
Maybe
convo.
Maybe throw in some, do you like Kenny Chesney?
So the, yeah, I don't think that's going to work for him. I really don't. I was thinking about asking him if he'd watched Happy Gilmore 2 yet. I figured
I
that could be a
that.
Fun one, because every time he does the golf event, everyone comments about his swing and how good it looks,
yeah.
And I think it looks pretty good, too. I dare I say, almost too good for a head coach.
I knew that was coming.
Well, I want my head coach to kind of stink at golf.
You want to be like, oh, gosh, oh, who was the Jamoke who just looked like he was picking up the clubs for the first time?
That's what I want my head coach to look like.
Oh, who was
Because
it?
You can't...
Was it Petten?
It might be. You can't be that good you can't be that good of a golfer and a head coach because it just means you're spending too much time on the golf course.
I always hated that take, by
it's
the way.
It's true, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
If you are
so Michael Jordan wasn't good at basketball because he was also good at golf?
Michael Jordan doesn't have to think about basketball 24-7.
But he did.
He didn't have to. Clearly. That's why he was golfing all the time.
Coach doesn't have to either.
I don't know.
It's never been easier to be an NFL head coach. You got 75 assistants.
If I found out he didn't even as much as choose as the music that was on in the weight room, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know that he's as hands-on as I'd like him right now.
That actually is something I need you to ask him.
I can't ask that question.
We're like, hey.
Who chooses that?
Hey.
Zach Bryan music?
Yes. I was going to go Luke Bryan. I don't know the difference between the two other than their names. I was going to go, like, is that you choosing that? Are you punishing them?
So we got options. We got some things we can discuss here.
So
outside of the now, how deep are you going to go with the actual football conversation? Because I was thinking about this as well.
I don't know why.
Well, so most coaches should love an opportunity to just wax poetic on someone like Shador Sanders.
Uh-huh.
If you just drafted a quarterback, you should want to do that. But I almost feel like I'm jamming him up, getting him to say nice things about Shador for some reason, because we have three other quarterbacks that he's got to be considerate to.
Well, I think it's also because you have an agenda.
Not an agenda.
Oh, okay, how about this? Your pro-Shador agenda might not run completely parallel to Stefanski's pro-Stefanski agenda.
We see the balancing act that he's got to do here. You see how that has to work?
By he, do you mean you?
Not me. Doesn't bother me at all if he says nice things about Shador and Dylan Gabriel gets upset by it. If only I'm like, all right, that's fine. Live with that.
It's not like kids. Like, my kids are at a point where my twins, if I compliment one twin, the other one goes, Dad, you like what I'm doing too?
That's how I think this quarterback race might be. It might be that way.
They are adults.
Dylan Gabriel pops out like, wait, he said what about Shador?
Coach, do you also think I have upside?
Huh? These kids, by the way, that have lost it over Cedric Tillman autographs, and I love that. I love that he came over. He's signed for just about everybody over there are going to lose their mind when Stefanski comes over.
I gotta say, I've never seen Cedric up close. He is so enthused to be there. Like, he is, like, legit
excited.
He's been
great. He's been absolutely great. Like, he was holding babies. He's like a politician in this. But he held up babies. He's signing autographs, taking all the selfies. He's great.
Can I tell you, as somebody who, in 1999, when the Browns came back, it was day one.
The babies. I guess he's like running for office.
Day one, I was at camp, and Madre Hill, who is the 7th-round running back out of, I think, San Diego, Madre took time, and he actually, like, because I was the only person, like, Madre, can I get a...
Yeah, well, that's the right move, is you pick out somebody
minutes.
That isn't the superstar, and you say their name,
and
then they come
the
over.
And he was the nicest man in the world.
And you'll remember it forever.
So when I see a dude, and obviously, I mean, Cedric was a 3rd-round pick, he was a star at Tennessee... It does endear the hell out of me.
Yeah, no, I like that, too.
If you're just good to fans, it's how Shador won me over, too, watching him just go up and dap up all the fans over here last Friday.
Can I have another take?
You may.
I would never give my kid to a football player. That's like the 7th baby that I've seen him hold.
Well, they give him back.
Why? I know, but why are they so... They're like, it's like the Lion King. They're holding their baby out. As
okay.
Like, hey, I present you my
baby. In fairness.
Take my baby. In what world do we just want to give up our baby that way?
In fairness, we've gone from giving our children to politicians, which has not worked out. Like, remember,
I wouldn't give my
hands,
kid. Yeah, I wouldn't give my hand to my kid anybody.
I'd give him to a football player a hell of a lot before, but I'm going to hand over a kid to a
Cedric
politician.
Cedric Tillman drop way too many footballs to have confidence in those hands.
That's cold. That is cold.
Yeah, Keith laughed though.
Yeah, no, I reject that joke. He has not even come close to dropping a baby.
Well,
you
he also moved down the line, so I felt comfortable making the joke too. If he had stayed right over here,
he smiled at me, man. He's going to come back here and mean mug you. We are waiting on Kevin Stefanski here. We're going to get Coach, hopefully, either in this segment or the next segment as he's kind of wrapping up practice here. We were talking about the Dylan Gabriel aspect of this.
Not a good day for Dylan Gabriel.
The past charters have said it was not a good day
right,
for Dylan. It was an awful day for Dylan.
Do the past charters, and it was accurate to me to what I saw with Dylan Gabriel, no question about that. I told you that whole Bernie interview, all I kept seeing is incompletion after incompletion after incompletion.
But he does hand off like a pro.
I'll say this, though.
Cannot be said enough.
And you know I'm a shahonk. I didn't think Shador had the day that they described either, though.
Mm.
I mean, I thought Shador, I thought the ball touched the ground a lot more than a 70% completion percentage and a single touchdown. Like, I'll take it for Shador, and I did not watch it as hawk-eyed as I'd like because we're doing a radio show. But I've seen stronger days out of Shador Sanders. If this is what this is in a quote-unquote bad day for Shador, that's a good sign.
So we do have Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski walking over now.
Yeah, these kids are going to lose their minds.
This is where we got to tell Spencer.
The sad part is all these kids now think that they're coming for him. Like, he's coming over here to say hi to them.
Yeah. And he's coming over to these two schlubs.
Yeah, it's just not true.
So we are live here at Browns training camp. Kevin Stefanski is showing up. That was a very, like, queen wave.
Yeah.
Like the Queen of England wave to fans. It was very polite there. Yeah. We're going to talk with him, obviously, in just a few moments. And, he almost did the option there.
A fake out.
He threw us a little bit. No worries. We got Kevin Stefanski now hopping on the headset. Oh, look at that. How are we doing, Coach?
Good.
Good? Feeling good?
Feeling great. I'm with you guys.
That's a good way to butter us up.
Yeah. We did appreciate it, though.
Yeah, the only way you really buy me, it's pretty simple. You say nice things to me, and all of a
sudden.
Does
it work?
Yeah. All right. My God. Mm-hmm. I am so insanely easy to cheese up. I have
three
daughters. Thank you.
What? Who are we rocking? Who's the hat?
We're doing the. This is my anniversary. One of my anniversary presents.
The guardian.
Tell them what you call that guardian, though.
That's the sexy guardian.
is there any other kind?
He's really doing a good job here.
You guys just become best friends?
What, did that happen?
You want to go do karate in my garage?
What's your favorite, what's the line? Your favorite movie? Favorite actor? John Stamos?
John Stamos? all right, Coach, I guess we'll start here. How'd practice go today?
Yeah, sloppy. Not thrilled. And listen, we're chasing. You're not going to get to perfection, but we have to be way better in a bunch of different areas today, offense, defense, special teams. So the good news is it's August 1st, but there's a lot of urgency that we have to have, and we have to be better today. Wasn't thrilled.
The intensity seems way different than it was last year, though.
It's hard. It may. It's hard for me to sense those type of things. I think the guys are totally locked in. They're doing everything that's asked them. They're working extremely hard. You know, there's so much work that goes on before they step foot on the grass. You know, there's the meetings, there's obviously the lifts, there's everything, there's walkthroughs that we do inside. So they're working really hard. We're keeping them here late at night. Guys are in early, but that's training camp. Training camp, there's a shared suck that comes with training camp, and it's not easy. Obviously, the temperature, they're taking care of us today with this temperature, but certainly the guys are working hard.
How are you close to a quarterback decision?
In terms of naming a starter?
Yes.
No, yeah, I think we have a goal in mind, a time in mind, but we're very much letting this process play out, very much letting these guys keep competing and seeing what they're doing, but have a plan in place, and then we'll really make those decisions based on the calendar and also based on how the guys are performing.
Well, I got to ask you about the rookie quarterbacks. We'll start with Shador. What kind of progress have you seen from Shador?
Yeah, I'd put Shador right in the boat of all these rookies, and I'm really proud of these guys. They are fighting like crazy. We're throwing a ton at them. I think when you think about what these rookies are going through and off the field, on the field, we brought them in early. We had five extra days with the players, and in particular the quarterbacks. They're spending a lot of time in that meeting room where you start to get into the minutiae of this position, and I think Shador, Dylan, are really working hard. They're very lucky to be in a room with Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Deshaun Watson, Bill Musgrave, Tommy Rees. There's a lot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Of football that's being discussed, and I think those guys are having the right attitude where every single day they're trying to learn more off the field and then apply it here on the field.
So how much does, you guys are going back to the old offense, say reports, you're going back to the old blocking scheme, how much does that complicate on top of trying to, you know, have a three or four man quarterback derby as well?
I think it's just our job, honestly, with when it comes to every all 32, you're just seeing who your guys are. And I think you have to have some breadth to your offense. You have to have some, some depth to it, maybe a better word, so that you can if it's one player and you got to lean into this, you can do that. If it's a different player, you can lean into this. It's not like you go from running the Delaware wing tee to running the run and shoot. It's not as divergent as that. But I think it's important that you find out who the guys are, whether it's the quarterback position down to the offensive line, tight ends, wide receivers, whoever that guy, those guys are, what do they do best with running backs? There's certain schemes that running backs see, literally just see better than others. I've been around some great runners, and Adrian Peterson comes to mind. Adrian's a Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Famer in my mind, but there were concepts that he really, really saw well, others that he didn't. So he kind of leaned into what he ran the best, and obviously it was his great success.
I haven't seen a four-man quarterback battle before. What do fans get wrong, or the national media get wrong, about the process of going through a four-man competition?
I don't know what everybody gets wrong. You'd have to. I'm not paying too close attention, with all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, we have a process that goes back to the spring in terms of a rep count, getting these guys ready both before practice and after practice. I mean, again, we do some drills. The horn hits. We end practice. We stay out here, do a couple more drills for the younger players, and I think that's all of that just adds up to giving them a chance to show what their best, show their ability, but also just grow in this evaluation of all these guys. But in terms of what people are getting wrong, it's not real complicated. We're just kind of work different guys in and give them a chance.
So much of the talk has been about some of the changes you guys have made. There was live tackling for the first time here early in camp. I'm just curious of, you know, what the hope is to get out of live tackling and how much more we can see over the rest of camp.
Yeah, you know, going live is something that everybody's done at different points of their career, whether, you know, going back college, high school, etc. We've done it here. We did it back here in 2020 COVID year. I think when you go live, you're just in a controlled situation and you're taking the player to the ground. When you go thud, when you're not live, it's the same idea. You happen to be fitting the player up. You're just not taking him to the ground. Even if a ball goes over the middle, whereas in the game you may go really separate that player from the ball and you know, obviously safely hit them in the chest, for instance. We wouldn't do that even if we were live in these settings. So we just felt like it's a safe way to get our guys out there, get them some reps of real football. We'll see how it goes over the next couple days, but there's certainly an opportunity to do a couple more of those as well.
From a coaching standpoint, I'm always curious about this because you've had some big egos in the time that you've been coach here. I can name some names, but you don't need to hear them.
I'm right here.
But the point is like, do you have a hard time managing the egos, or do you just let them just kind of be themselves and that's the approach?
Yeah, honestly, I've had great guys in this locker room, but they're all different, and just like we're all different. And listen, I have three brothers. You got to understand how to. People are a little bit different. They tick a little bit different. Some people you can get after them. Some you can't. I mean, that's just understanding people. But I've never had guys that you try to change who they are, because you want guys to be authentic. That's the biggest thing I've seen in my career. With any player or coach, you got to be yourself. If you're something you're not, if I'm something that I'm not, the players will see right through it, and vice versa. So I've been blessed. A bunch of great guys that the biggest thing for me is that they've done everything we've asked them to do, which we ask them to practice hard. They've been practicing hard.
Hmm. All right. I don't want this to get contentious here because there's similarities here.
He knows it's not going to. He laughed at it. He's like, we know it's going.
Okay, maybe I softened the blow a little bit too much. I'm also a big Pearl Jam fan. With respect, mm-hmm. No Code is great.
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear you shout out Pearl Jam, the 2006 album in your...
The Avocado.
And I was a little upset by it.
In terms of just favorite album?
Yeah, it's a better album.
Hey, man, you be you. I love it all. I'm a fan of the newest album. I've seen them. You know, my biggest... How long can we go on this?
Oh, yeah. I got time.
Our
to
listeners
talk
Pearl
Jam.
Stop talking about this. You know, Matt Cameron, the drummer... just left the band. Yep. And my biggest concern here is I don't know when they're going to go back on tour, because I love seeing those guys live. So not sure when the next time I'll get able to do that or be able to do that, but I hope they get a new drummer in there quickly.
How many times have you seen them?
More than 10.
Okay.
I don't think I'm into 20 just yet, but I don't have the exact number.
I was curious if you watched Happy Gilmore 2, because the one thing everyone always talks about, your swing, your golf swing. I know you're into the sport.
I stink. Yeah.
No, you have too good of a swing to say you stink.
Peterlin said you're too good at golf.
That was my conspiracy theory going there. No.
Honestly, I need my head coach to stink a little bit more.
Yeah, no, your head coach stinks. your head coach knows his way around the course and has fun, but he stinks. Saw Happy Gilmore too. You know, initially I wasn't thrilled that they were making it because it won such one of my favorite movies and all of our favorite movies if you're our age. And I watched it and I thought, okay, that was fine. You know,
that's kind of how we were.
They had fun. They had fun. There's, you know,
the first hour was pretty fun.
Yeah, Shooter was outstanding, but my kids loved it. So maybe that's the story. The new generation enjoyed it.
Yeah, mine also did, and I judged them for it.
Did you make them watch the first one first?
Oh, they've seen it. Yeah, they've seen it. Okay. I've had some of my most proud parenting moments are introducing my kids to the movies of my youth, especially my boys. My daughter's 10, so there's certain things I can't show her just yet, or that she doesn't care to watch. But the first time I showed my boys, who are 15 and 13, the first time I watched Dumb and Dumber with them,
yeah.
and I saw them laughing, you know, uncontrollably. I was living vicariously. I was watching it again for the first time, and, you know, like a single tear dropped from my eye. You know, I've done it.
Yeah, my oldest daughter's 15, and she likes Talladega Nights, and I was like, I got one. You know, I got one. She likes all her mom's music. She likes she's a mama's girl, but I got one movie we can lock in on. I'm kind of curious that, you know, we think, you guys do all this exhaustive process on getting guys ready to be drafted and all this, but then these guys come in and you get to know them in a different way. Like, when anybody in this rookie class, like, how much does your opinion of these guys change after you draft them, just because there's only so much time to really get to know them in pre-draft?
Yeah, I will say this. I do feel like we get to know them really well, and that's because we get to bring them here for a day. You get to sometimes visit them on their campus. You obviously meet with them at the combine. Like, I'll use Harold Fannin as an example. Met with him at the combine. Then also drove to Bowling Green, sat with him for a day, watched tape with him, had lunch with him. So very quickly figured out what type of kid he was, figured out very quickly how he learned, how intelligent he was. So I do feel like you get to know him. Now, like anything else, like any relationship, you spend more time with people, you find out more and more about these guys. And the rookie class in particular, I mean, these are some kids and I say kids, Dylan Sampson, I don't think, is yet 21. Harold just turned 21. So these are our kids in a lot of ways, but they're working extremely hard. They're the first ones in the building. They have to be here earlier than everybody else. They work out together in the morning, and I just see a really good group that's pushing each other.
I don't know how much of the Hall of Fame game you watched last night, but did you see any video of the automated first down?
I did not. I didn't catch any of it last night, but I remember them talking about the audio. Is it like tennis?
It looked just like tennis. Yeah. I'm still worried about the ball placement, right, because it relies so much on the refs. No chain gang was interesting, but the idea that it's just a straight line, and it looked just like the Hawkeye with tennis.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what it looks like. You know, the chain gang was fun because it took them forever to get out there, and then they're lined up, so I just thought maybe they were selling some more commercial time, but they'll sell something.
All right, I'm a huge Mason Graham fan, which is tough because he went to Michigan. What have you seen out of him in the first couple weeks and months he's been out here?
Yeah, he's wired the right way. You know, he's a top pick in the draft, and he could carry himself a certain way. He does not. He's all ball. He's a serious kid, wants to be great, but also wants to put in the work, and that's the fun part. He's got a really good group of veterans. He's got Malik Collins, obviously has Miles in that room, Shelby Harris. I mean, he's got guys that he knows he can follow and watch them work. So he's definitely keeping his head down and working.
Yeah, staying with the rookie class, it feels like Schwesinger is involved in every single play.
Yeah, it's not much of an exaggeration. It seems like he is to the offensive staff as well. He's just around the ball, making tackles. He punches the ball out. He's very ball aware, smart kid. So, yeah, and again, somebody you're getting to know. Did I know that he was a magician? I didn't. So the other day we're in the team meeting, and the rookies sometimes have to jump up there and do something, and he pulled off a pretty sweet magic trick. So I'm still learning about these young men.
What was the trick?
It had some Dr. Oz feel to
that good,
it.
Okay. Yeah,
it was pretty impressive.
All right, well, now Magic Man is in play for his nickname.
I mean, they moved a long time from being like, oh, what's your card? Oh, Ace of Spades.
It was not a deck of cards. It was in the Dr. Oz vein.
Mm. All right, real quick, we're going to play a top of the hour ID here.
WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights in Odyssey Sports Station. 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, well, one more thing I did want to ask you. The preseason's coming up here. how much have you thought about the preseason plan? And is that more of an individual vet decision, or is that more from your side of things?
I think certainly you're making decisions individually based on players. With every decision you make in terms of what you're even practicing, it's based on what you think the football team needs to be ready for week one, a 17-game plus season, if you earn that plus. So it's really based on the player, what we feel like they need. We have a plan in place, and we'll see how it goes over the next couple of days, and we'll pivot as necessary.
Coach, always great to catch up with you again. The 2006 album, The Blue Album, it's great. but we appreciate you, and best of luck here throughout the rest of the preseason.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, we got Kevin Stefanski there, Browns head coach. It's always weird to say that while he's taking that. He knows who he is. But Coach joining us live here at practice. I will say, do we have to go to the break, by the way? I probably should ask.
Yeah, probably.
I want to take a quick short break, and we'll react to Coach Kevin in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.